Well, today we're going to continue the sermon series on the bucket list that we started a couple weeks ago. And you'll remember from a couple weeks ago, we started this sermon series, and the first sermon was on why in the world we even need a bucket list. Do you remember that? And we looked at Solomon, and we saw that we're mortal, and because we're mortal and someday we will die, we want to try to fit it all in at the end of life. But praise be to God, Jesus has redeemed us, and because he rose from the grave, we too will rise from the grave, and we will live life with him forever. And then last week, we talked about deathbed confessions. Why do we need a deathbed confession? And we looked at why it would be horrible if somebody waited until the end of their life that they actually confessed some of these sins to God. And the encouragement was not to do that. But today, we're going to actually look at some things that should be on your bucket list if you're a Christian. Now, you'll remember that this sermon series is based on the movie by Rob Reiner, and it's basically a list of all those things that you want to do in life before you kick the bucket. That's right. And so one of the things that you'll want to do in life before you kick the bucket is this, and that is have treasures in heaven. Treasures in heaven. And to frame this sermon this morning, I'd like to take a look at our gospel lesson this morning, which is from Luke chapter 12, verses 33, and it goes something like this. It's in your bulletin. You can take a look at it. Luke chapter 12, verse 33. It says this: sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. Provide for yourselves purses that will not wear out. Give to the poor. And this creates a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. Now, in the movie, The Bucket List, you'll have to remember that it's about this guy named Ed Cole. Edward Cole, he's this, like, multi-gazillionaire. He's in charge of all these hospitals, and he's just worth a ton of money. He has these jets. He's got wonderful food. He's got vacation homes in India. I mean, the guy's just loaded with money. And what we find out is that he's really kind of like a modern Ebenezer Scrooge. He has not shared any of these gifts that he's been given in life with anybody. He's kind of, you know, like Ebenezer Scrooge, but instead of being like in a nightgown, he's like in a hospital gown, right? Because he's in the hospital. And it's not until the end of life that this guy, this Edward Cole, finds out the joy of giving. And so at the very end of this, at the end of his life, he takes this other guy, Carter Chambers, and they go around and they travel and they start to do all these things on the bucket list. But the amazing thing is that this Edward Cole, this multi-gazillionaire, he learns the joy of giving to other people. It's just at the end of life when he learns this lesson. Now, I've been preparing for the sermon all week thinking about this, because I guess I'm just a bit confused. I mean, here's a guy, I guess, who's a multi-gazillionaire, and he's never learned the joy of giving? You've got to be kidding me. I just didn't think people like Ebenezer Scrooge existed in life. Maybe you know of them, but I don't run into a whole lot of people who are just completely against giving to other people. I mean, if you look at our world today, and especially the American culture today, I mean, giving is kind of on the rise, isn't it? Aren't we like giving and giving and giving? As a matter of fact, you hear statistics all the time about the American population, and you'll hear it said that the Americans are the most generous people in the world. I thought to myself, well, that is interesting. I wonder if that's true. So I started looking it up, and I did the research. Found out there was a guy that wrote a book on it. The book is called Who Really Cares? America's Charity Divide. It's a guy named Arthur Brooks. He's a professor of public administration at Syracuse University. And he wrote this book on charitable giving across the world. It's called Who Really Cares? America the Great Divide. And this is what he says. He says the fact is that Americans give more than the citizens of any other country. they also volunteer more. Americans per capita individually give about 3.5 times more money per year than the French per capita, because he was talking about Europe, Western Europe. 7 times more than the Germans, of course, because they're stingy, and 14 more times than the Italians. Now, you might notice that these are countries have different average incomes or different tax systems, he said, but even when you take that into account, Americans give 10 times more than the Italians. The fact is that Americans give on a different scale than anybody else in the world. And we've seen this. I mean, service is the big thing in the United States today, isn't it? This last year in November, I took the youth to a Pacific District youth conference down in Phoenix. And one of the afternoons, we all got up, we went to St. Vincent de Paul, and we bagged 177,000 pounds of food. And this was given to the poor. And the kids were so excited about this. And then earlier this year in January, I took another group of kids. We went to Scottsdale. And what did we do one day? We put together all these care packages where we put together food and shaving cream and you know, toiletry items. Or not food, because that's not a toiletry item. But you know what I mean. Shaving cream, nail clippers, wash rags, soap, these kind of things. We wrapped it up nice. We did like 5,000 of these to go across the world to help people who don't have these things. And the kids were excited about this. Last week, you talked about a wonderful service project that you took to Africa. And kids today are excited about service projects. They love giving to other people. They do. And so when you look around and you look at the American culture, you say, well, maybe in this post-postmodern generation, service is going to be the next big thing. I've been thinking myself that the outreach of the church very well may be to create service projects to allow people outside of the church to join us in doing service for mankind. Service is a big thing. So as I was putting together this sermon, I said to myself, well, you know, maybe generosity was a problem in early Jesus time, you know, because only 5% of the people had the wealth, and people were dirt poor, and people struggled to survive, but this is America. We have everything that we want. We have so much that we can give it away. We can be the largest donating country across the earth. Folks, we've arrived. Strike up the band, sing out the choir, bring out the coffee and donuts. We've done it. Amen. Well, maybe there's a problem here. Maybe we need to talk about this a little bit. You see, Jesus talks about service all throughout the New Testament. And you got to ask yourself, why are people serving? What is it that's causing people in their hearts to go and serve other people? And one of the reasons why people may serve other people is because they want the accolades of other mankind. They enjoy giving money and then feeling how good it is, or giving service or time and feeling how good it is when they tell somebody about it. You know, they're at the water cooler the next day and it's like, you know what I did yesterday? We cleaned up the park. Spent all day there cleaning up the park. Yes, it feels so good to give back what God has given me. It feels wonderful to serve other people. Look what I did. See, that's generosity, all right, but I'm not entirely sure that creates treasures in heaven. I want you to listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 6, chapter 1. He says, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven." You know, if you're doing all these works of good service so you can get the accolades of men, be very careful. You know, another reason why you might want to do this, and this is even more hideous, is that you want to earn your way into heaven. You may think that by doing acts of kindness, doing acts of service for other people, you're really, you know, kind of getting right with God. This is basically the theme of the movie, The Bucket List, which surprisingly is still playing in theaters. I just checked it yesterday. But you see, this guy, Edward Cole, gets to the end of his life, And he learns that generosity is good. And at the beginning of the movie, this narrator, it's Morgan Freeman, is talking about Edward Cole's life. And it says, when his eyes were closed, his heart was opened. And the implication is that because he ended up doing these good works at the end of his life, he's now there in heaven with God. But the folks, the truth is, you can't have treasures in heaven if you ain't there. And there's only one way that you will ever make it to heaven, and it's not works of good righteousness. All these wonderful money, this time, this talent, this treasure, all this stuff does nothing for you. The only thing that gets you to heaven is the work of Jesus Christ on the cross at Calvary, who wiped away your sins. And once you have that relationship established, then things happen that are really, really cool. Because then you start serving people, not because of the accolades of other men, not because you think you're working your way into righteousness with God, but you're doing it because you understand all of the gifts and the most incredible gift that God gave to us, which is his son, Jesus Christ, and you, out of love because of that, you just want to serve other people. You don't care what anybody else thinks. It just comes out of you. And that's what I was so impressed, Krista, last week when you talked about how you want people to know that you're doing this because of Jesus Christ. It's because of the love that he gives to other people. That's why we do these things. But then there's another promise hidden in that verse. There's another promise. And I want you to take a look at Romans 8:28, where Paul says, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." When you become a child of God and the Holy Spirit's working through you, you start putting up these treasures in heaven. And sometimes you know about them. Sometimes you know that you've done something out of a loving response to God, and you say, that's a treasure in heaven. But the cool thing is that when you become a child of God, your whole entire life becomes sanctified, and everything you do becomes some opportunity for God to work through you to create treasures in heaven. And the cool thing is, you may have no idea what that thing is. It may be that you were in the shopping line and you turned to somebody behind you and you said, "You look like you're having a bad day. God loves you." And you think nothing more of it. But when you get to heaven, you'll find out that that one simple phrase changed their life. It gave them hope. And people learned about the love of Jesus Christ because of something like that. You have no idea all the treasures that are in heaven. As a matter of fact, I believe that when you get to heaven, you're going to spend all of eternity trying to find out all the opportunities that God gave you where you were able to share his love to other people and how a difference your life made in this world. It's a cool thing. You're going to have treasures in heaven because of the treasure that God gave to us in Jesus Christ. I look at this congregation. We're coming up on 2.5 years, and I look at how wonderful God has blessed this congregation. But it's not just because of the music or because of the auditorium or this. God has blessed this congregation because of each and every one of you. And it just warms my heart to see how so many of you, in thankful response to God, have served this congregation, have served the Vail community, and made this place a place that can be a force in Vail to be reckoned with. A place where people can come and hear about hope and love and joy and the redemption that's given to them in Jesus Christ. That's a treasure in heaven. Being a part of this congregation, you're going to find out when you get to heaven all the wonderful things that God's doing through this congregation. And it's exciting. It is so totally exciting. I just get chills thinking about it. We don't do treasures just to win the accolades of man. We don't do generosity to win accolades of God. We do them because we're God's children. And he blesses us, not only in this life, but forever and ever in the next life. Because of Jesus. In his name, amen.